As the company's name indicates, the plant will produce fertilizer. President Sean Rana says about 2 million tons of fertilizer will come out of the facility each year. He says it will specialize in the three main varieties used by farmers in the Midwest.
And the biggest one is called UAN. It's a liquid fertilizer, very, very safe. It's mostly mostly water. You can stick your hand in it. It's a very popular fertilizer in this area. Farmers like it because it allows them to combine their other components into one fertilizer and do a one-pass application. So that's going to be our biggest one. We're also going to produce urea, which is also a very common fertilizer. You might see that in other regions in this area. And then we're going to also produce ammonia as well, which is sort of the initial fertilizer. But our main product that we're going to be shipping is UAN.
Is this the type of plant that can be built for expansion, or is this kind of a once you build it, that's all, you really built it to that size?
Once it's built, it's guaranteed to produce what the technology providers tell us it'll produce. And then other plants in the U.S. that are similar to this, they've undergone expansions and those sorts of things. So as our market grows and as agricultural and food demand grows, not only in the U.S. but around the world, we'll be positioned nicely to grow as well.
Could it get to the point where you guys end up exporting back to other locations? I mean, I guess the market for it here in the U.S., will this plant just cover the U.S. because of the market?
Yes, the U.S. is a huge importer of fertilizer, imports millions and millions of tons a year. So with this plant, our intent is to offset some of those imports. This plant is not big enough to replace all of those imports, but we hope to be able to offset some of those imports, and that's part of the cost savings to the farmer, part of bringing jobs back to America, part of utilizing homegrown raw materials and those sorts of things. So we don't anticipate offsetting all of the imports, but we will replace some of them. So with that being said, that means our products will stay in the area.
Safety concerns, people always, I mean, when you're dealing with fertilizer, just the overall safety issue. How have you gone about trying to reassure, especially neighbors? I mean, you're so close to Weaver. How have you gone about addressing safety concerns?
Sure. Well, this plant uses the absolute latest technology. Fertilizer production has been around for 70, 80, 90 years. So it's been around a long time, and technology has improved. We are using at this plant is the absolute latest and greatest technology, and that includes safety. So as technology improves, safety improves. And we've got a tremendous safety team on site, both on the construction side and on the operations side, and that's their full-time job is safety. We want our workers to go home safely. We want them to work here safely. We want the community to be safe, and that's very important to us.
There's been a lot of talk about the traffic and everything like that. Once this plant is up and running, obviously you've got truck after truck after truck going now. How will it compare at that point when it comes to what people will expect seeing traveling in, traveling out? How will things change once it's actually built and up and running?
Yeah, so once we're up and running, actually, we've already got a plan in place that we'll have two ingress and egress routes for this plant. So we're going to be working with the county and the state to develop another entrance and exit to the site. So we'll still have the 180th to 61, but we'll also have another, we'll be able to use the J50 more well-defined and properly designed ingress and egress to 61.
Iowa Fertilizer Company President Sean Rana says the business has made it a priority to get involved in the Southeast Iowa community to show people the company wants to contribute to the prosperity of the region. He says when the plant is up and running, there could be as many as 240 full-time employees on site. That's 33% more than initial estimates. Rana says it has less to do with changes to the plant and more to do with the company wanting to underpromise and overdeliver. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.